Listening to EAA Radio on 1210 AM, 96.5 FM, or around the web on EAARadio.net. I'm Magni Domel. I'm sitting here with Amy Loboda, who is, the editor with Women in Aviation magazine, and we're joined by Dr. Peggy Chabrian.
Yeah, actually, my boss.
I guess you guys know each other, so.
We've met.
That's exactly right. Dr. Chabrian is the president of Women in Aviation International, and actually Aviation for Women magazine is the primary communication source for the members of Women in Aviation International, and we're here on the field, right?
Right, or in Hangar B.
Yeah, exactly. So, Peggy, what's the big deal? What are we involved in this week?
Well, I guess one of the exciting news, new event this year, part of Women Venture, which is in its fifth year already, which is kind of hard to believe.
Explain what Women Venture is to everybody. That's very important.
Okay. Women Venture is a couple things. It's an opportunity for the women who are here on the field during the Air Venture Convention to come together. We've got the photo opportunity Friday morning here at the Phillips 66 Plaza. All the women to come together and see who all's here this year. But even more important than that, the idea also was to have a way to recognize that there are a lot of people here who come to the convention maybe with a family member or a friend, particularly some of the ladies who are here, who maybe have an interest in flying or think are getting into aviation, but they really not quite sure if this is for them or something that they ought to get into. So having the one day, certainly they can walk up to one of the other ladies who are here, and we'll all have orange shirts this year, to ask them about, well, what's involved in learning to fly, or what do I need to do? So it's an opportunity to maybe not feel quite intimidated to go up and find out more about aviation.
And there are plenty of ways to be involved with aviation without actually being a pilot. I mean,
that's exactly right. And one of the things that the originator of the idea, a good friend of mine, Patricia Lupke, thought about was, people were asking the question, okay, so there's some women here at the air show, but are they really involved in aviation, or are they just kind of coming along because somebody said, yeah, I want to go to the air show? And we were pretty darn sure that there were women who were quite involved in aviation. It was just not obvious.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was just not that easy to see. And we decided to
do, and part of that, too, was maybe get Guinness records to come out. Get the most women pilots all together at one place one time for a picture. That didn't transpire with Guinness. But for 4 years now, that's all right.
Not breaking records yet.
Yeah. They just didn't. Well, whatever. Anyway, for 4 years, we've kind of had this focus on women pilots, which was a nice way to start. But this year, and this is a co-sponsorship, if you will, with EAA, Women in Aviation, and the 99s, this year, for the first time, decision was made to include women in all areas of aviation, much like the organization. So if you're an air traffic controller, if you're an AMP mechanic, you're an aeronautical engineer, you're a flight, whatever your aviation connection might be, we want you to pick up your orange shirt, come be part of the picture on Friday morning.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, let's talk a little bit about these orange shirts and the fact that, A, they're free.
Yes.
B, you can get the size you want. C,
if you hurry today.
Not the smallest extra large that they have. That's exactly right. C, you can get them at the EAA Welcome Center, and there's a big log book we'd love to have you sign. Or you can come over to Hangar B on the east wall.
Yeah.
And Women in Aviation also has the shirts. We're happy to.
And logbook pages you can sign there too.
Logbook pages you can sign there as well. And come ask us questions. That's the other thing. That's the whole reason that we put that station at the EAA Welcome Center. The EAA Welcome Center is actually a pretty cool place this year. Mel, you want to talk a little bit about what's going on there? Yeah, they've got some seminars going on there. They've got a lot of information about aviation. I mean, Peggy, you've been over there.
And the Learn to Fly tent is right across the way with simulators and information about learning to fly.
Aren't you doing some stuff in the Learn to Fly tent this year?
Yes, we've got materials and things over there and people going in and doing presentations. They have CFIs that are in there giving talks and things.
Well, CFIs, Certified Flight Instructors.
And one of the things, too, that we're doing this week, or that we want to emphasize with Women Venture, is some people say, and men and women say, well, learning to fly, that's pretty expensive, isn't it? Well, there's, yes, a certain cost involved. But one of the messages we want to get out is there are a lot of scholarships available, not only through, of course, Women in Aviation. We have a great scholarship program, but also EAA, AOPA, HAI. The scholarships are out there. Just people need to know about them.
Well, and it's the kind of thing, it's not, I have a lot of people ask, how much does it cost to learn to fly? And it's not really the kind of thing that you approach and say, okay, here's this chunk of money, I'm going to learn to fly, and then I'm going to stop. So it's really kind of learning to budget it into your lifestyle.
That's a good
point. It's an ongoing investment.
Well, stop and think about it. Aviation in general is a lifestyle. Is a lifestyle.
As evidenced here by this mecca. Too.
When you're making the decision to learn to fly, you're making the decision to enter that door and have that lifestyle. And airplanes are going to be a part of your life from that point on.
Mm-hmm. So
airplanes, helicopters, gliders, whatever you decide is the right way to be in aviation. And so that's why this budgeting is such a big thing.
And
you're
that's
budgeting
it. It's
both
a budget.
Time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're saying, I actually want to spend time at the airport. I want to spend time with other people learning about aviation. You're also budgeting money.
Yeah. And it's an ongoing thing. So.
But I can tell you, I've just done a trip all the way around the perimeter of the country.
Around the patch?
Around the patch, indeed. A very big patch, the lower 48. And fuel and oil in my airplane totaled less than what it would have cost to buy two airline tickets and try to do the same trip.
And what do you fly?
We fly an RV-10, which is not, that's got a Lycoming IO-540 engine in it. It's not a small engine. That's 265 horsepower. So we're not doing in a little tiny, super-duper efficient machine. We had, good Lord, we must have had everything but the kitchen sink in that airplane.
Weight and balance?
Okay. Oh, we didn't have any problem with weight and balance. We were tying things into the seats with seat belts and doing all kinds of stuff. But the point of the matter was, through Women in Aviation International and through my aviation contacts, we always had a place to stay.
Yes.
We always had people.
And pilots
we knew.
Are very accommodating
pilots
to one another.
Pilots are wonderful. We left the airplane at one point because the weather was not good, went ahead and drove to our destination, time to spare, go by air. And we came back and there was a business card on the airplane of someone else who had the same airplane, who was a builder. Huh. Who said, hey, if you're ever back here again, I've got a house, I've got extra rooms, call me. So you meet new friends in aviation, and that's really a part of it.
It's a culture,
And part of the message, too, I think, and just walk him down the flight line last night, I like going after the show was over and just the sun starting to set.
Well, that's before
the
show
line.
Began.
Well, that's true. buying something like, I have a little Cessna 150, and for around $20,000, basically, purchase airplane and easy to maintain. It's not a lot of money. It's not a fast plane.
No, but that's less than it costs to buy a new car, a decent new car.
Right. But people think airplanes, and there are some new airplanes, and they're a little bit more
they
expensive.
They don't depreciate the same way.
But there's a range, I guess, just to say they fit anyone's budget.
Yeah.
And surprisingly enough, there are a lot of airports in this country. I had the
most interesting
conversation. A friend of a friend brought in charts from Australia, and we opened them up last night. And we were looking at the different depictions, and it's not that different. The aviation charts,
the concepts
the
are
charts.
The same.
Yeah, and the IFR charts are almost identical. The Jepson chart looks the same, but we have so many more paved GA airports in this country.
Oh, than anywhere.
Than anywhere. Anywhere.
Yeah, because Australia is next to the U.S. when it comes to, accommodating general aviation.
Mm-hmm. But theirs are
not,
mostly grass.
And they're not even anywhere near, some of the accommodations that our pilots enjoy.
Definitely. So we're really spoiled. We've got more than 5,000 GA airports in this country. We need to use them, though.
And there are private airports that people, like you said, it's a culture, it's a community, so people open those up, sometimes. Yeah.
That's one of the things that the chapters, and we've got, 70-something chapters of Women
chapters
in Aviation mm-hmm. International, are doing on a very local basis, is that they are there in their local communities, they are making a difference through education, outreach, trying to build the next pilot population. And okay, so we're trying to make it a little more 50-50, hoping that more young girls will be attracted to the idea of going into aviation either as an enthusiast or as a profession.
In some career or as a pilot.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so you wanna reiterate when this picture and
the picture, and I should say starting out Friday morning, Women Venture is the Women Innovation Breakfast over at the EA Nature Center at 8 o'clock, and you can buy the booth to get your ticket. It's only $15. Then the picture is right here at Phillips 66 Square at 10:30. So you wanna be here, have your orange shirt ahead of time. We want to have all the pictures.
You won't have
shirt.
Trouble finding where the picture's going to be taken.
Yeah, right. Follow
we
the orange.
We have a banner. We have a lot of people in Day Glow Orange. And this year we even have someone with a megaphone to help people control traffic.
Yep.
So we've really got things under control. Peggy, tell people where they can find Women in Aviation International on the net.
On the net, WAI.org.
WAI.org, that's right, and AFWdigital.org is where you can take a peek at the magazine,
right.
Aviation for Women. We've also got an app if you go to the iTunes store, Aviation for Her, and also Women in Aviation. So
Amy,
you can download the apps. Mm-hmm. You can look for all kinds of good information. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm. And you're here
Twitter.
On the grounds.
That's
exactly
right. Hangar B.
In Hangar B.
Uh-huh.
All right, okay. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back around the patch.
Thank you.
Thank you.